Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Debate teams are pretty common at suburban high schools, but many inner-city students haven't had that same opportunity. That's changed recently in the Boston Public Schools, which started a debate league a few years ago and, through aggressive recruitment, has increased its membership from fewer than 100 students 3 years ago to more than 600 kids today. And now they're going big time. WBUR's Beenish Ahmed has the story of a brother and sister from New Mission High School in Roxbury who are competing for the national championship this week in Indianapolis.
Ted White is only 16, but he's had to deal with some hard times. His bright blue eyes look away as he talks about how his parents hardly managed to make ends meet until his dad got a job as a bus driver earlier this year.
It was a struggle for me because I had to deal with them struggling to make me happy, make my siblings happy, but not only that, but make sure that we could actually keep stuff that we have.
At school, White was the kind of kid who hardly raised his hands in class, but he joined his high school debate team, not because he wanted to, but because his sister Gina made him. It wasn't exactly his idea of fun.
And it was nerve-wracking and kind of boring at first.
But when he hit on the debate topic of poverty, White became engaged. The junior from New Mission High School has stuck with debate through this year's topic of space exploration.
That if we do not have the space program, then we lose intense cooperation.
He's now totally comfortable making a case for or against exploring Mars. His sister Gina is too. They're debate partners, and lately, they've been unstoppable. Here's White setting up his arguments.
And not only that, but by having a space program, we actually drive economic growth because it increases inspiration for students to go study in those fields and actually increases, innovation for the economy. And
that to make his claims, White draws from facts he finds in dense academic articles. He's got files full of them. It's hard work, but to the Whites, it's well worth it. They recently took home first place at a district tournament. That qualified them for the country's most prestigious high school debate competition and got Gina shrieking.
We found out and I started screaming and I got yelled at by someone because they're like, shh, there's events going on. And I was like, I'm going to Indianapolis. I was so excited.
But the rewards of debating aren't limited to trophies, says Steve Stein, head of the Boston Urban Debate League.
Kids go from on the road to joining a gang and dropping out of high school to deciding, are they going to go to law school or are they going for their PhD?
Debate has the ability to completely transform young people's lives by its very nature, says Stein.
In a debate round, it's four kids speaking for 90 minutes with an adult in the back of the room listening to them. That power dynamic doesn't happen anywhere else in an urban environment. These kids are respected by adults. The adults listen to them, are interested in what they have to say, and then give them feedback on how to do it better. And kids start to have an understanding of what their potential can be.
The validation debaters receive at tournaments flows over into their lives as students, too, says Brianna Mazik, who conducted a decade-long study of Chicago's Urban Debate League.
We found that debaters were 19% more likely to graduate from high school relative to comparable students who did not debate.
Mazik also found that Chicago debaters had higher ACT scores than similarly situated non-debaters. But it's not just about the numbers to Ted and Gina White. Ted says he used to dream of being a baseball player, but after 3 years of debate, he's planning on going to college and eventually becoming a lawyer. As for Gina, she's off to Smith College this fall. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beenish Ahmed.
Two other Boston Public School students are also competing in this week's national championship. They are Heaven Rada and James McGlashing of Urban Science Academy, and we send our best wishes to all four of them.